Let's get the sport now. Warwick Hadfield is with us. It's a cheap shot, a bit like the one that finally got him out, but Chris Gayle and also Dwayne Bravo showed the West Indians what they're missing in the T20 game in Melbourne overnight.
Yeah, Hamish, even though there are plenty of people making that cheap shot this morning, not the least the West Indian coach, Phil Simmons, it is a little bit inaccurate because neither Chris Gayle or Dwayne Bravo are formally available to play for the West Indian Test team at the moment. Gayle, who was got out hitting the ball straight to a fieldsman, which was a cheap shot, says his back injury hasn't recovered sufficiently for him to play the five-day game, while Bravo, well, he officially retired from Test cricket earlier this year. You'd think that a change of the politics in the West Indies might alter that. He's only 32. Now, whatever, despite their stellar contributions, and everything is stellar in the big balderdash and three octaves above middle C, what do you think of that, punter? Stellar shot, Howie? The Renegades, they were still beaten by the Sydney Sixers last night. And look, they go to the top of the T20 table. And apparently that's important to some people, Hamish.
I'm starting to... I feel like you protest too much.
it stirs them up at Cricket Australia, and that's what journalists should be doing all the time.
Not here to make people feel comfortable. In soccer, the Western Sydney Wanderers will be hoping that their center, Brendan Santalab, can help deliver 3 points tonight against Newcastle.
Yeah, Hamish, last weekend against Perth, Santalab finished off a precision move, three rapid passes from the corner to score for the Wanderers. It was the first time the Wanderers had unleashed the move after they worked really hard to get it right at training. And you'd have to say they were pretty happy it worked on debut, and no doubt they will try to repeat it, or at least a variation of it, against the Novocastrians, who after a bit of a solid start to the A-League season are just out of finals contention. And the Wanderers are at the top of the table at the moment, and you'd have to say that's not a bad Chrissy present of itself, Hamish.
Absolutely. And in league, the Broncos just got that little bit better by signing James Roberts.
Yeah, absolutely. And the presence of Wayne Bennett was the deciding factor for him choosing the Broncos ahead of South Sydney and St George Illawarra after he quit the Gold Coast. Now, Hamish, I understand this is your last day, so I want to thank you for the fun we've had the last little while. And my Chrissy gift to you is that I'm going to ring my mate Harry Dillon at your alma mater, Charles Sturt University, and suggest that he adds your name to the list of famous alumni from the communications course. And I reckon Hamish McDonald sits rather easily alongside people like Samantha Armitage, Jessica Rowe, and Andrew Denton. I'm also looking forward to your Sydney to Hobart story, sad as it's going to be, and perhaps even the story of Gary Shipper and his torch. But before then, have a safe and happy Christmas and enjoy those prawns, Hamish.
Thank you. Likewise, Warwick. Very Merry Christmas to you and yours. It's been great to spend these mornings with you.
Good on you, Hamish.